AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A 10-day ceasefire announced by President Trump and agreed on by Lebanon and Israel started at midnight local time. The Israeli and Lebanese governments agreed to the ceasefire following more than a month of war between Israel and the Iran-backed Hezbollah militant group in Lebanon. President Trump is in Nevada and will later travel to Arizona today, betting his tax cuts will be enough to win over voters in the midterms. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
In Las Vegas Thursday night, President Trump promoted the tax cuts he signed into law last year.
This is the birthplace of a little idea known as no tax on tips. This is the birthplace.
In an appeal targeted at this year's midterm elections, Trump insisted it wasn't just tipped workers.
Every single American at every income level is more money in their pockets this week because of the Republican tax policies.
But economists and many workers say those tax refunds are being eaten up by higher gas prices driven by the Iran war, of which Trump said,
"It should be ending pretty soon. It was perfect. I mean, it's perfect."
Earlier telling reporters of gas prices,
"Well, they're not very high if you look at what they were supposed to be in order to get rid of a nuclear weapon."
I'm Ben Thomas.
The House is renewing a controversial surveillance program through the end of April. It rejected a Republican push to renew the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act for 5 years. The act lets intelligence agencies collect vast amounts of overseas communications without a warrant. Authorities say singer David has been arrested on suspicion of killing a 14-year-old girl whose decomposed body was found 7 months ago in his apparently abandoned Tesla. This is AP News. A key figure in a major gambling sweep appears set to change his plea. Correspondent Gethin Kulbal has the story.
Ex-NBA player and assistant coach Damon Jones is expected to become the first person to plead guilty in a gambling sweep that led to the arrests of more than 30 people, including reputed mobsters and other basketball figures. A change of plea hearing for Jones is scheduled for April 28th in Brooklyn Federal Court per court filings Thursday. The 49-year-old Jones had previously pleaded not guilty to separate indictments charging him with profiting from rigged poker games and providing sports bettors with non-public information about injuries to stars LeBron James and Anthony Davis. I'm Gethin Kulbal.
The owner of home shopping network Pioneer, QVC, is planning to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.